Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In essence, we're seeing a couple of teams that have had some real success putting it all out there and paying for it later, right, in Philadelphia and Los Angeles. Don't think that doesn't pop my head and get my eye as far as doing it, and I know how to do that. And it's a part of what you put in that computer and what comes out, and we'll see how it comes. But that's pretty impressive to have two teams in the last 2 years empty the bucket and get to the Super Bowl.
All right, that was Jerry Jones. We don't know exactly what he's talking. I never know what he's talking about, Ike.
He said empty the bucket.
Jack, can you translate?
Jack actually isn't here at the moment.
Yeah, he's not. Hey, Tucker.
Hey, Tucker.
How are you guys doing?
How are you, buddy?
I don't know.
And I read the text to what he said as well, and I didn't know what he was talking about then.
Well, he's talking about how the Rams had built the Super Bowl champion last year and what the Eagles did this year. Slightly different.
Yeah, that was my takeaway, which was...
Well, I mean, it's not too much different. We had a quarterback, they didn't, but we still went out and got a lot of free agents.
Yeah.
On defense.
And hit them.
That's really what he's saying, is that they went out and added a bunch of players, free agents. Basically said they went for it, and it's resulted in them being in the Super Bowl. The Rams won the Super Bowl. The Eagles are favored to win the Super Bowl. Now, the Eagles were able to do what they did because their quarterback is on a rookie deal. But they went out and got A.J. Brown. They went out and traded for C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They went out and signed James Bradbury, right? They brought in Kaiser White. They signed Hassan Reddick. Like, they added Ndamukong Suh and Linval Joseph.
Man.
Like, they – yeah, so he – I mean, he – just because we didn't trade for a quarterback, like, if you look at the Rams, they already had Jalen Ramsey. They already had Cooper Kupp. They already had Aaron Donald. Like –
yeah, the core was there.
They traded for Matthew Stafford, and then they picked up OBJ off the scrap heap. Cleveland cut OBJ.
Right.
They picked him up. And then Von Miller they traded for in the middle of the season.
Right.
They traded for Von Miller.
I guess what I would like – what I didn't understand was, does this mean that he is open to – doing what the Eagles did? I mean, because it also worked in 2017. It's not like that. Like, Howie has been unbelievable in how he – I mean, lightning struck twice, mm-hmm, where he's went out, short-term contracts on a lot of these guys, and he's hit. And he's hit on almost everything, and it's been such a huge part of the team. But how often does it actually happen?
Well, I mean, what really has happened is that the quarterback has played the way you hope he would play in those games. That's where Jerry can't get away from what he ultimately wants to do. Dak Prescott is going to have to go out and win games. When he had all those guys on offense and defense with Amari Cooper and everybody, Dak still couldn't win. Still couldn't win. So as long as Dak is your quarterback, the reason the Eagles have been to the Super Bowl is because of the unbelievable performance that Nick Foles put in the postseason, coupled with the unbelievable season Wentz had, which gave them the number one seed. And then you look at what Jalen has done. His quarterback has played at a level that gave them the number one seed at an MVP level, and that's why we're in the Super Bowl. We won our playoff games at home. Dak had a playoff game last year at home. He lost. He lost. So, like, what Jerry is really doing is trying to avoid saying his quarterback ain't the guy.
Right.
That's really what he's doing. And if you look at what he did with Kellen Moore, it's clear to me he's ready to fire Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy said, how are you going to fire me when you haven't given me the opportunity to put my imprint on the team? I came here as the head coach. This guy is the OC.
With a Super Bowl.
From another regime, yeah. And you basically handcuffed me and made me have to basically be his assistant coach. Yeah. So if you're going to fire me, let me at least go out on my own sword.
Well, now it's on him. He's the one calling plays now.
And that's why if it doesn't work next year, Mike McCarthy will be fired.
Yep.
He'll be fired.
And then somebody else will come in and they'll try to.
It's the quarterback. We have already proven that you don't have to be Bill Walsh to win a Super Bowl. Seriously.
Well, no. And
it's the team you put out on the field is how the quarterback plays.
And you shouldn't have to construct a perfect roster by going out and getting every player you possibly can. If the quarterback's play was what the quarterback's play should be and how much money he makes, then you should be able to win.
But the one thing I will say in Jerry's defense, he didn't really want to pay Dak.
No, he doesn't. No, he that's what he's saying.
He didn't really want to pay Dak. When he had to pay.
No, you're right. Like, what he's saying without saying it is that, like, yeah, my quarterback needs to play. I can't go out and get every single free agent to try to make this team the best team in the NFL.
Especially not when the quarterback is making.
Man.
Yeah, Dak is making, like, his money is there now.
Dak's got.
As a matter of fact, Dak's contract is about to be up.
There's an out after 24, I think. So maybe not 1 year, but 2 years. If they don't make progress in the playoffs.
I think after this year.
2023.
He doesn't have any more guaranteed money.
Yeah, we looked it up a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
No, but you're right. There's a potential out.
Hey, listen, Jerry's getting old, man. Jerry's like, I can't.
He's like,
I don't want me to wait around. Like, how long am I supposed to wait for this guy?
Yeah, he's 80.
If I was Jerry Jones, I would have tried to talk Tom Brady out of retirement. Or try to trade for Aaron Rodgers.
So I actually heard somebody propose. If you're both franchises, would you trade Dak Prescott for Aaron Rodgers? Would the Packers do that? Because the Packers are probably going to get, if they trade him draft pick wise, a first plus, right? So maybe a first and a second, and then maybe another sweetener, and they have to give another pick in return. But that's what they're going to get, essentially. Like right around that value. Mm-hmm. Would you take Dak Prescott? Now you at least have your quarterback. See, I don't think it's a fit because they have Jordan Love, and at least let him play. And if he's not good, then at least, you know, you saw.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if Aaron Rodgers is in Dallas, you're looking at a much different team. At least it feels that way. Until he loses in the playoffs.
Well, I mean,
like
he
that.
Played for Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
Hey, they won a Super Bowl together.
They won a Super Bowl together, yep. How long are you going to wait around for this guy to keep losing?
See, like, to me, with Aaron Rodgers, I think we think about Aaron Rodgers and what he used to be. There has to be something to why he can't get over the hump.
He comes up small in big spots.
Yeah. Okay. So why would I trade first-round picks and all this other stuff for him?
Agreed. Yeah, so he can do the same thing for your team. Yep. All right, Twitter questions today, sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Yeah, you're screwed, Jerry. Looking to get engaged? Visit the home team with the best selection of diamond engagement rings to fit every budget. Visit marks-jewelers.com. Got the text line coming up in a second. Herb from Northeast Philly joins us right now. Herb, how are you, buddy? Herb. You can hear him yelling in the background.
Hold on. I still got a little cough.
Who's he yelling at in the background, Jack? Uh-oh. I hope it's not something with his 32-year-old girlfriend.
No.
From Herb.
No, that's not.
To Inge. Inge, how are you, buddy? Oh, we just got people gasping here live at Hi, Inge.
What a gift, man. I didn't know that the NFL gave the number one seed a triple bye directly into the Super Bowl. That was the biggest freaking gift. The Eagles are the luckiest team. Think about Ike, man. Think about all the hardships he faced in the NFC Championship game. Huh? Think about that.
I agree with that, Inge. Yes.
How easy was this? This is like the easiest route of any team to the championship game. Look, this is my observation with that NFC Championship game that disappointed me. Yeah. Jalen Hurts looked rattled. he looked like the same quarterback that he was at Alabama. Even when he was running the ball, he wasn't decisive.
Would you
he didn't
stop.
See that explosiveness.
Ingy, sometimes, sometimes, but hang on a second. Sometimes you face a good defense, and like you face a good defense. You're not going to look great every week. They did score 21 points in the first half, FYI. They scored 21 points when they still had a functioning quarterback in the first half.
Do you remember the fourth down that wasn't a catch? Do you remember all those penalties in that second drive?
And?
Do you remember all those things that helped that offense?
So what are you saying? You're pessimistic going into the Super Bowl, Ingy?
Look, I was happy that they faced Kansas City. But as we get closer, I'm having some serious doubts about this. But you better win. If you're an Eagles fan, the Eagles better win this year or they're not going to get back to the Super Bowl again.
Ever?
You have to take advantage of this.
All right.
Is a gift from whomever. It's a gift. It's not that easy.
It's normally not this easy, Ingy. I agree with you. You are fortunate. And what you're saying with, like, even though it came off as being like, what are you saying? They're like, no, like, your roads to the Super Bowl weren't.
They weren't.
Weren't paid for you.
They
like
weren't maybe. Daniel Jones and Brock Purdy, no.
Brock Purdy that couldn't throw the ball.
Yeah.
By the way.
And Josh Johnson. But
and Josh Johnson.
I mean, Jake DeLone wasn't far off from some of these guys.
Yeah, it's yeah. true.
But our quarterback got his ribs broken that game, so.
If Donovan plays in that game.
We win that
You
game.
Win that game.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. What a disappointing part about the Tampa loss and the Carolina loss. Outside of the fact they were at home, is that we had beaten both teams in the regular season, like,
right.
handily. Like, we had beaten both teams. So, we also had the confidence that we've already played these guys this year. We should win this game. And that might have worked against us.
It might have.
That might have worked against us, so. Why do I get drugged back into these
It's impossible not to.
This is why I hate this time of the year, because while everybody else is celebrating conference championship, I'm being reminded of four we lost during the time that we were here.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
2002 is inevitably coming up, Ike, for sure. Hey, shout out.
Well, thanks to Jack anyway. He can't wait to bring up 02.
Shout out to the Upper Moreland Fire Department, my guy John Deano, who brought over a couple of T-shirts.
Oh, is this mine?
It's yours.
Oh.
I haven't seen John in 30 years, legitimately. And he came up, and I'm like, dude. Yeah.
Where
is
he?
There he is.
What's
up, John? Thank you for your service there in the fire department there, John Deano. Thank you.
Was he this appreciate size 30 years ago?
I've been screwed my whole life being short. I knew John in high school, not at the end of high school probably, but in high school. Yeah, no, I didn't shrink, if that's what you're asking. I didn't used to be tall.
What we really want to know is how cool was he in high school?
John went to LaSalle. He didn't go to Upper Moreland. He was the Catholic school.
I guess you went to LaSalle too. Yes, he was over there clapping.
All right, I'm scrambling for the text line sponsorship here, Jack. That's why I'm fumbling here for a second. Let's take a phone call and then we'll get to it.
I was gonna say yeah.
Let's take a phone call for a second. Matt Mannion. Matt, how are you, buddy? What's up,
gentlemen? How's it going?
How are you?
What's up, Matt?
Listening to Iggy bring nothing to the table like usual. Wonderful.
He's
well,
a loser.
I mean, listen, not a lot of people have pointed out how easy these last two games have been. So, I mean, it's
listen,
fairly
actually,
obvious. We
it's
just
good
haven't.
That you say that because I called you twice. I you have your own Philly Nostradamus here on the line. I called you. I predicted a 52-0 beatdown of the Giants. That was off, but not that far. And then a 33-10. Dominant win over the Niners. I called on Worry Wednesday. All three of you guys laughing at me about how easy the game was going to be. It's the defensive line and the offensive line.
You'd really be Nostradamus if you predicted that they would have knocked out both quarterbacks and you'd have to put the one back in. So, but anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I'm just saying that they can't stop. Our defensive line is playing out of this world. Our defense is incredible. If the Eagles hold the Chiefs to 8 or less points, we will have the least amount of points scored against our team in the history of the playoffs.
Time
I bet they'd win that game, too, if they held them less than 8 points.
What's that?
I think they'd win the game, too, if they held them to 8 points or less. right?
I think they will, and right. they're going to.
So that's your official agree, prediction right? is that they – so what, give me your final score.
31-7, final score. Eagles dominate. The game's over at halftime just like it was the past two games. And Mahomes might not finish the game, and then we'll have Kansas City crying about how it wasn't fair that they lost. And, like, I was at the Bucs game when we lost, the Carolina game when we lost, and Arizona when we lost. But, hey, man, it was good. It was good seeing it when
don't go to the Super Bowl.
Beat the Falcons. Beating the Falcons, bro. That was a big
all right, Matt. So you went – so Matt went to Arizona for that game?
Well, he just said he went to three title yeah. games, and they lost all of them.
Yeah.
Don't go to the Super Bowl, brother. Yeah.
Stay home. But that I will remember that call because I don't remember his Worry Wednesday call. But I'll
31-7.
31-7.
Are we doing that another one. Worry Wednesday next Wednesday or what?
I don't know if we should do that from Radio
from
Row,
Radio Super Row Bowl. Radio Worry Wednesday.
We could.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line sponsored by Philly Pretzel Factory. We had some Philly Pretzel Factory stuff here today. Mm-hmm. Proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Call your local store or order online at PhillyPretzelFactory.com where better gets made. Text line, Jack.
Text line.
Is Ike dropping a hint with all this Valentine's Day talk? Renee in South Jersey.
Oh, that's right. Early in the show. That's right. Ike, you were more or less.
I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day. My anniversary is 2 days later, so.
Yeah, you luck out.
Yeah, I don't luck out. She lucked out.
Ah, oh. But you don't have to do double.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I guess so.
Right.
Well, some would say the gifts are normally, it's worth two different days.
Oh. Jack, are you what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Doesn't
sound like anything. You're so sweet. You're so romantic.
I don't think he's really making plans this early.
No, we don't really do Valentine's Day.
All right.
Nice.
Will you go to cramp.com, use promo code WIP to save 20% and get her flowers or anything like that? Or
yes, I will do that.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Or candy.
Come on, man. She's getting ready to give you your first child.
Yeah, come on, Jack. Seems like Jack will be betting on FanDuel and ignoring her.
Yeah, can I do that
in the delivery room? Yeah, you actually. I don't know.
Use promo code Ike if you do it.
Well, that's a good way to pass some time.
All right, what's next?
I mean, I don't want to be the butt of my own joke, but with you guys at a flower shop, are you watering and are you fertilizing every day? Nick at the NovaCare.
Are you watering and are you fertilizing every day?
Didn't even think of that.
I'm actually surprised that didn't come up sooner in the show today. Yes. Yeah, that's on the audience. I gotta blame the audience on that. Somebody's supposed to have the Nick Sirianni fertilizer joke ready to go today.
Ready to go.
Yeah, that's supposed to have been ready to go.
It took the text line.
The soil and everything else, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's designed.
It really pops out and it grows.
Thank you, Jack. What's next?
Note to Wade, it's the Philadelphia Eagles, not the Philadelphia Jaylens. And I got your flowers right here. Tom from Abington.
And Tom had to leave before Wade arrived.
Yeah, how about that? I didn't even realize that. Yeah, yeah, they almost bumped into each other.
Thankfully, they didn't. They didn't. Because a lot of times when the callers that have disputes online, they meet, they're fine. But it's not like that with Wade. Remember Wade and Chuck met, and Chuck was ready to. Wade wasn't having it. Wade had to tell him what he thought. So I think that might have happened today. Mm-hmm. But what's next?
Just curious, how else would you spell nude? Mark and Motco.
Listen, I don't write the copies. If they say that's exactly what they want said, hold on. As a matter of fact,
so
hold on. What does this say? It says, please say verbatim at the end of every spot. That means they want everything that's written there said verbatim.
H-E-L-L space Y-E-A.
Right. And it's in big capital letters. Yeah. N-U-D-E.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I don't write the copies.
So what I would be worried about if I was from Pajama Grands and was that people would think you're saying new.
Right.
Because it kind of sounds like if you're,
sure.
You know what I mean?
Nude.
Right.
Yes, you got to do the whole thing.
So that's why you spell it out, yes.
Yes.
There you go.
Did we load management the freaking punter, or was he serious with this nonsense? Trey in Deptford.
Thank you, Jack.
Load manager. The punter? No, I don't think we did. But it's like saying promo code Al, A-L.
Right. How else have you ever seen Al
spell? Al, exactly.
You say it anyway just to make sure.
Well, just to make sure the check clears.
Right. Yeah, whatever the company says,
that's what we're going to do. Yes.
Yeah, Jack.
Yeah, you think I'm singing jingles and everything around here because I want to?
Well.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
It's what's in the copy. Like, what do you want me to do about it?
Oh, so you're not writing this copy yourself, Mike?
Yeah, I don't write these copies, man.
Well, that's what I thought you were doing before the show. You get your pencil out, and you're like, I see you're writing. Oh, all right.
Now I'm conscious. Now, I don't want to spell nude anymore, man.
And you had to do it in front of a live studio audience today.
Yeah, I got four-year-olds in here. I got everything going on here, man.
All right. And your sweatshirt is it doesn't exactly blend in with.
Oh no! Listen,
you're standing out today.
I brought fashion to the flower shop today, brother.
Yes, you did.
Yes, sir.
Let's hear it for Ike Reese, everybody. Let's hear it for him. That's what I'm talking about.
I brought fashion to the flower shop, brother.
Get him some of that Ike juice.
Yeah, we're not all wearing flannels and jeans in here today, man.
No.
Final
jeans. I have an Upper Moreland football shirt on. All right, any more, Jack?
My bad, Cal.
The fact that there are Hurts is better than Mahomes takes on this radio station shows how far we've come in a year. Is he better than a guy that is already a top five QB in NFL history? No, let's not be silly. But will he beat him next Sunday? Joe and New Hope.
Yes, Pat's
See there, Joe from New Hope is a staunch Jalen Hurts supporter, and even he realizes some of these conversations are silly.
Yeah, the better quarterback doesn't win every game. That's not the way it works.
Yeah,
the better team wins the
Super
game.
Bowl 52.
Nick, yeah, that's right. Brady is there.
Yeah, did we? Hold on, did we have takes that Nick was better than Tom Brady?
We didn't even care about that. We didn't even care
it
about
didn't,
that.
He was better than him that day.
No, if you could choose one quarterback for one game, would it be Nick or Tom Brady?
Hey,
you're not making the case for a career or a season. You can't make that case with Nick and anybody, really, for a season. All right, Ike, it's been fun.
Yes, it has.
Thank you to everybody coming out for the Kremp family. This is now four generations work at Kremp. Scott, Chad, Leslie, Drew, Ryan. I met Mr. Kremp coming in here. Mm-hmm. He was in here a little while ago. Thank you. It's been great coming out here. And the reality is that they bid on our show, and the money is being used for the Eagles Autism Foundation, which goes right in our area for great research, and it's going to help right at home. So thank you. Thank you to the Kremp family. Thank you, everybody, coming out here today. Again, you have like 5 minutes to go to Kremp.com and use the promo code WIP to get your flowers, Jack.
That's right, 20% off.
So do it right now.
Such an idiot.
Coming up next, is Howard back there? Is Howard back there with?
Yeah, he came in. He's like, "Hey, nice remote. What are you guys doing?"
So I think I saw Howard. There used to be a place right up the street called Seafood Shanty, and I think in like 1985, I saw Howard do
it. Seafood Shanty.
Yeah, one nibble and you're hooked at Seafood Shanty. One nibble and you're hooked.
Was that your pickup line?
Seafood Shanty. And then he was the spokesperson for Gold Medal Sporting Goods that was in the Willow Grove Mall. Oh. And he came to Upper Moreland Little League opening day with Steve Jeltz 1 year. Howard Eskin, like 1986.
Wow, what a duo that was.
Oh, man. Brought out everybody. Like lines around all the way to Horsham. They're coming up next. Everybody, thank you. Let's hear it for everybody. Oh, let's hear it for the Kremps. Thanks to Dave and Kyle. Jack back at the studio.
I had no idea how this was going to turn out today. This is much better than I ever thought it was going to
be. Yeah, it's been amazing. Thank you, everybody.
I thought I was going to be in a closet doing a show today or something. I had no idea.
G-L-E-S Eagles! All right, everybody. See ya.
New duck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.